Knowledge Products presents Famous Frauds and Stock Manipulations as part of a series of presentations on Secrets of the Great Investors, narrated by Louis Rukeyser.
It has been said that behind every great fortune is a great crime. Strictly speaking, this old adage is simply not true. Many fortunes, both great and small, have been created by sheer savvy, honest risk-taking, and hard work. But the story of securities trading in the U.S. has many chapters on fraud, deceit, and other wrongdoing. Even the legendary criminal Al Capone is said to have regarded Wall Street wrongdoers with awe and envy, saying,
"Those stock market guys are crooked."
Unsavory human qualities like dishonesty and greed can be expected to creep into any large-scale activity where people are involved. This is especially true if the prizes are large. As we will see, defending against financial victimhood has many elements, including appropriate levels of caution or skepticism, and knowing all you can about the techniques that have been used to victimize other investors. Securities fraud and manipulation certainly didn't begin in the United States. They probably are as old as securities trading itself. Daniel Defoe, the 18th century British author of Robinson Crusoe, was probably not the biggest victim of securities fraud.